All right, Alex Coyle sitting with Luke and Baker, one of the top first base prospects in the Cardinals organization. Luke, and thanks for joining us. And, you know, this year you're top 10 in home runs in the International League. You got 47 RBIs. As we hit the home stretch, how would you describe your season so far?
It's had its good and it's had some bad. You know, I've had my good stretches and bad stretches. And fortunately, I've still been able to, you know, whenever things aren't going that great, still been able to pop one or two out every now and then. And that's really been the difference as my career has gone and I've grown, is I've been able to do that a lot better. And, you know, it's at this point going down the home stretch, it's about finding the consistency day in and day out to finish the year strong.
You're on track for your career high in RBIs. Same thing with home runs. What has been the key in your development professionally as a hitter?
The key has been learning, you know, the type of hitter I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to be the guy that drives them runs and produces and to help the team win ball games. And as, you know, like you said, I didn't even know I was, you know, on pace for career highs in those. That's pretty neat. Saying is, you know, I haven't had the, you know, totally the season I've wanted to have. So that's always neat to hear. But just like I said, as the rest of the year goes on, if I can continue to build off that and grow and be better as the year goes on, then I've, you know, succeeded in getting better as a baseball player.
You mentioned that consistency, sometimes even putting it as, you know, putting together a week and then parlaying that into a good month. How do you define that consistency, and is it an approach thing or is it just surely results?
A little bit of both. Obviously the results matter. I a couple times fallen into the trap of when the results don't come, it's, you know, the process is still important, you know. And as the good weeks go and whenever the bad weeks come, as the season's gone on, I've gotten better at, you know, trusting the process. Good at bats matter, hard contacts matter, and, you know, the results aren't the end all be all of, you know, did I have a good day today? And then that comes, you know, brings defense into everything. And if I'm able to play good defense, then I'm able to help the team win that way.
When you look at the next step in your development, what are you really looking to improve upon? Is that an approach thing? Is, you know, obviously you've grown defensively as well this season at first base. What is that next step that you want to take?
The next step is cutting down the bad times. You know, that's the name of the game, is being the same guy every day, coming in, day out, at bat to at bat, pitch to pitch, and taking the wins and being confident in, you know, I know what I'm able to do and what I'm capable of, and just going out and doing that. And that's what I'm starting to feel a lot better at the plate. We've been working on a lot of good things, and I think it's starting to show here lately. And now the plan is to keep that rolling just throughout the next two, I guess there's, what, 2 months of the season left? It's crazy.
Yeah, definitely flown by. Let's go back to a few years back. You win Gatorade Player of the Year coming out of high school. You send a letter to all the teams saying you want to honor your commitment to TCU. Why was that important to you?
School is always important to me, and being able to get an education, because, you know, thinking back then, I was, you know, baseball doesn't last forever. You know, it's even the best and the greatest, you know, still have over half of their lives after baseball. So it's having something, you know, that foundation to build off of was very important to me. And my parents were awesome, and just everyone around me was awesome and helping me make that decision. And ultimately it was my decision, and, you know, I would make the same decision over and over.
Take yourself back to when you found out you won the Gatorade National Player of the Year award. How is Luke and Baker now different from the Luke and Baker then?
The Luke and Baker now knows a lot more about baseball, that's for sure. I feel like I'm a lot of the same guy. Obviously, I hope I've matured a little bit as far as things go, but I feel like I know the game a lot better. I know, you know, how to make adjustments a lot better. It's obviously that level is a lot different than this level, but I feel more comfortable in my own shoes, I'd say.
Who have you tried to model anything after anybody? Obviously, this year there have been a lot of rehabbers here in Memphis. Has there been a coach going through the system? Maybe some guys that you've learned from in spring training to help that development?
I try to take bits and pieces from everyone that I'm around. You know, growing up, I was a huge Astros fan, so, you know, the Killer Bees, Berkman, Biggio, Bagwell, those guys were awesome. I loved watching Miguel Cabrera, but I never really chose to model myself after anyone's game because, you know, I wanted to be the best Lucan Baker I could be. I didn't want to be the best someone else that I could be. So that was, you know, every day I just try to come out here and be the best version of myself.
That's awesome. Last question, probably the easiest one. Well, maybe not. What is Lucan Baker like off the field, away from the game of baseball?
I like to enjoy being around the people that I'm around, you know, trying to make any situation that I'm in better as time goes on. You know, I like to have a good time with everyone. And
thank you very much for spending the time here, and best of luck the rest of the season, and stay healthy.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.